This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
In a world where freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding, one man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Mord.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
Well, welcome, everyone. Unfortunately for us this evening, Robert is on a holiday. He's actually traveling and is unable to be with us tonight. But we are here and have the great privilege of having with us Cheryl Chumley, who is the Washington Times reporter who regularly is on the show and gives us great updates and information, the latest of what's going on. Among those things that are troubling us tonight are the North Koreans, and I think I'd rather start with a high note, though, and that is Trump's speech in Warsaw, which was quite a resounding success in that country. That's a liberated country from the former Soviet Union, and these people are recently liberated and truly do appreciate their freedoms, and I think Trump spoke directly to that. What do you think of his speech, Cheryl?
He killed it. He delivered an astonishing speech given the last 8 years of Barack Obama. Every time Obama went overseas, he apologized for America. This was the complete opposite. And those in Poland who heard it were already likening the speech to Ronald Reagan times, which is, you know, we in America have already some of us have already looked at Trump as having some of the same qualities as Reagan insofar as putting America first, speaking of the spirit of America, the greatness of America, and so forth. And that's just the tone he delivered overseas. His naysayers, of course, are out there calling it too nationalistic in tone, almost to the point of being racist and so forth. And, you know, ignore that because he delivered an excellent speech. He spoke about the soul of Europe being Poland. He referenced their uprising and fight against the Nazis during World War II. And he likened America's spirit to Poland's spirit. And it was just a great feel-good speech that made Poland cheer equally so in America.
One of the great things that I witnessed in that speech was the rallying cry for those who are free, for the Western world or Western civilization against the barbarians who wish to destroy our civilization. And I think he has consistently advocated that same type of approach that Ronald Reagan did, which is that the free world must unite and protect its liberties, not take them for granted, and must be on the march against the forces that would take us down. And he spoke directly and critically of the Russians. He spoke critically of the Iranians, and he spoke critically of terrorists and used the term radical Islamic terrorists, not hiding from the reality that the terrorists that we are fighting are indeed radical Islamists. Your thoughts?
That's a great point that he did. He came right out and said radical Islamic terrorism. And that's something that that phrase could never quite be strung together during the Barack Obama administration. So this is refreshing. Not only did Trump use that term many, many times on the campaign trail, and not only has he referenced it many, many times in the White House, but he dares to go overseas and it's the same tone. It, you know, there's no double face there. It's just Trump. Trump in America, the same as he was Trump in Poland. And it was what struck me the most about his speech was the tone and the conclusion. And, you know, he likened America, just as Poland could not be broken, I declare that the West will not be broken either. And he spoke of the values prevailing and so forth. And, you know, that's what gets people, that touch of the spirit, that it just transcends what's going on politically, and it just hits you deep inside that, hey, here's a guy who believes in us, who believes in our country, and that's someone that you can really embrace as a leader. And I think Trump really struck that tone with his rhetoric.
One of the other things that I think was quite extraordinary about his speech was it was a speech of a leader of the United States who is intent on victory. He promised the audience that we would achieve victory over our enemies. And he didn't use any of the doublespeak that Barack Obama used to use or any of the apologetic speech that he used. He was triumphant. And that's the American president that I think most Americans expect and most Americans are appreciative of, is a president who, in the midst of battle, is going to proclaim that the nation will achieve victory and have confidence in our military and in our intelligence communities and in the power to lead allies in that, rather than to, in the Barack Obama term, lead from behind, whatever that is.
And the Barack Obama lead by regulation. Trump kind of did a little ding at Barack Obama when he said that our country, the West, has become great not because of the paperwork and regulation, but because people were allowed in our nation to chase their dreams and pursue their goals and their destinies. And, you know, to me, that struck right at the heart of the Obamacare debate going on right now in Washington, D.C., and basically the entire 8 years of Obama's way of leading the country by regulation, by mandate, by government control. And here comes the difference. We are now under a president who believes in the dreams and the visions of the common individual.
And I think this probably rang true particularly well with the recently liberated Poles, because they appreciate very much the need for freedom, and they too despise regulatory overgrowth. They're accustomed to the former Soviet years when, even though they, and Trump pointed this out, they never abandoned their quest for freedom, that they always knew of themselves as independent and appreciated themselves as an independent people, and that they were intent on achieving their liberation. And so it is, you know, he's united the hearts and minds of two people, the United States and the Poles, on this point of freedom, which is the centerpiece of his presentation. Quite a stark contrast with Barack Obama, and really a huge opportunity to help unite NATO and to help build on Poland's success in liberating itself from the former Soviet Union and from Russia. Now, I suppose later this evening, if I'm not mistaken, he's going to meet with Vladimir Putin. Maybe it's tomorrow. I'm not sure. But he's going to meet with him very shortly. And, of course, the media is all abuzz with the notion that somehow Trump is either going to overlook Russian intermeddling with the American elections or soft pedal our problems with the Russians. I think nothing could be farther from the reality of the situation. I think Trump is going to lay it out on the line. If anything, Trump is a strong negotiator, and he's also a person who doesn't mince words. If you were looking for that kind of approach, you should have looked back to Barack Obama, I think. Your thoughts?
Well, I actually think that this rhetoric that he chose to go with in Poland, politically speaking, it was very smart because it struck the right tone with the Poles. But what it also did was it put on notice both Russia and Germany and other world leaders that he's due to meet with at this G20 summit, which in America time it will take place tomorrow. I believe it's actually this evening. It starts by overseas time. But it kind of sets the tone going into this very important meeting with Putin and these very important gatherings with other world leaders who aren't so enamored with Trump's more sovereign type rhetoric. And it lets them know that, hey, just because I'm not standing in the White House, I'm not changing my rhetoric and I'm not changing my leadership style. And Trump, in fact, has already issued a little bit of a warning to Putin. In the lead up to his meeting with him, he urged Russia to stop what he termed the destabilizing activities in Ukraine. Mm-hmm. And he kind of laid the groundwork that this was not just going to be a friendly get-together and a photo op, but Trump actually was going to be carrying a message to Russia to stop the aggressions, which will be interesting to watch in a face-to-face how Putin reacts and the body language that these two leaders display.
Yeah, I think Putin is sort of an unrepentant sinner. He's a person who's quite dedicated to his conviction that he reestablished a Soviet empire, or really not a Soviet empire, but a new Russian empire that will mimic the reach of the former Soviet Union. And that is so embedded in his thinking that anything, any form of conniving, any false statement, any way to delay or diminish American defense of its interests around the world is what he's about. I think what he's going to confront is a person who is so dramatically different from Barack Obama and who he can expect will be his equal in chess internationally, who will in fact be intent on achieving American interests and ensuring that those interests are achieved, even if Russia wishes to stand in the way. We've already seen instances where Russia has now boldly asserted that if American planes are in certain areas in Syria, that they will be shot down. And I think that's a point of direct contest that he would expect to be able to cow President Trump. But I think what he's going to find out is that, if he hasn't already, that President Trump will not back down in the face of a direct threat of that sort and will assert American interests, even if it means directly confronting Russia. So I think that's really what Putin is ultimately trying to size up in the case of Trump, is whether or not he will be capable of being pushed around and bullied and blackmailed based on threats of the use of force. And I guess we'll find that out, but I strongly suspect he's going to get a rude awakening here shortly. Well, I think we're heading into a break. I'm not sure exactly the timing here. I'm up in Montana in the mountains and I can't hear the bumper music. We go. We're going into the break. All right, so when we come back, we'll have more.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. 7017 special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Tyler, time to go for a family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the doll.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Well, we're glad to be back. We're sorry that Robert can't be with us tonight. He's traveling. But nonetheless, we have the good fortune of always having with us Cheryl Chumley from Washington Times. And we're going to turn our attention now to the problem of North Korea. North Korea has recently successfully launched an intercontinental ballistic missile. And the suspicion is that it will not be but a very short period of time before they're able to arm one of those ICBMs with a nuclear warhead. They also appear to be using mobile launchers, which are very difficult to track and very difficult to interdict. But this begs some ultimate questions, and we've heard the rhetoric coming out of the Trump administration against North Korea change fundamentally from really one of emphasizing that we're going to take more strict measures, which is a euphemism for stricter economic burdens on the country, to a military posture with a decided emphasis on preventing Kim Jong-un, the dictator of North Korea, from being able to launch an ICBM loaded with a warhead, a nuclear warhead. Cheryl, tell us what's going on. Bring us up to date, and then give us some of your thoughts on what you think might be happening
as part of the administration's response?
Well, there's a lot of reporting to sift through about what the administration officials have said. And just, you know, in brief, what we know is that Nikki Haley spoke before the Security Council and made it clear that this administration was not going to go down the same tired path of all diplomacy all the time as the previous administration. Russia has refused to sign on to a Security Council resolution administering more sanctions on North Korea. So that's the latest on that. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis is out speaking to reporters saying that it's diplomacy and economic sanctions first, and yet at the same time, there's a lot of media reports where he is doubling down on America's, you know, not ruling out military intervention. And we all know where Trump stands, that military intervention is not been taken off the table. So I think what's going to happen is what some of the strategies that you have discussed, I think behind the scenes, this administration is going to do them. The worst thing, in my view, that this administration could do is do the same thing the Barack Obama administration did, and that was to issue things like red lines and then constantly move those red lines until they're erased. All that would do is embolden North Korea even further, as if it needs more invitation to commit more aggressions on the international stage. And so I don't think the Trump administration is going to make that mistake. I think there's going to be a lot of behind-the-scenes type cyber attacks and so forth going on, some stuff that maybe we won't even hear about. But I do think that this administration is taking the right steps, both on the world stage and before the American people, to make the case that North Korea cannot be allowed to just bluster as usual and launch test missile after missile.
And China and Russia are playing this thing now, very interesting game they're playing by refusing to go along with greater economic sanctions unless the United States were to withdraw its defensive missile system from South Korea. So in other words, they're asking us to concur in a perpetuation of the advancement of the North Korean's nuclear weapons system without any defense. And that, of course, is an indication that they're complicit with the North Koreans, which is not a surprise because North Korea is principally supported by China and, many people don't realize this, by Russia in their intermeddling and corrupt activities. So I think you're spot on. I think General Mattis is unlikely to do anything that would get us into a situation where we are less than fully capable of defending ourselves. And that means, in this case, use of unconventional means, which would mean something we don't know, but speculating, it would mean something that would be the equivalent of electromagnetic pulse weapons, cyber warfare that would fry their electronics and would interfere with their ability to communicate, so that it would buy us time to eliminate their nuclear capability if we had. Well, we're going to a break, but we'll be back. And Cheryl's been helpful with us. We're going to have Norm with us next, and we'll be back after the break.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, unfortunately, we don't have Robert with us this evening, but we do have Norm Singleton, president of the Campaign for Liberty, who's a regular. And Norm, one of the things that I wanted to ask you right off the bat was what you think is going to go on with Obamacare. It looks like at least one favorable thing. You know, Rand Paul had been arguing for repeal,
instead of repeal and replace. If you can't do a replace, it's going to be a free market option. Just repeal the doggone thing. And recently made statements, tweeted at least, that he would be in favor of repeal without replace. What do you think the prospects are of that option being pursued now that it's pretty doggone clear that they're not going to be able to pass anything that's going to involve a replace?
Well, I think that I think they might have as much problem getting to 51 votes for a straight repeal as they do for straight for repeal and replace, because you'll still have the Susan Collins, the Dean Hellers, and the Rob Portmans who are balking at straight repeal or repeal and replace because of concerns about the political impacts of it. But this is a on the Medicaid expansions and ending the subsidies. But I do think that it would be a vote worth having. It would draw clear lines with both within the Republican Party and between the Republicans and Democrats, and it would show an attempt by the Republican leadership to fulfill the major promise that they made when running for Congress. You know, I know people say, well, look at what they're doing to, you know, this is radical change to Medicaid, which, first of all, it's not. It doesn't actually cut spending. It just restructures the program, and that may be good or not, but it's hardly radical. And secondly, they didn't run on it. They ran on repeal and replace. They didn't run on a bunch of other non-related issues. So,
right. I would say, it seems to me that if they're able to get a straight repeal vote, maximum pressure could be put on a number of members who would otherwise waffle. And certainly you would have a full block of those who dissented based on free market principles from the last attempt. So it may be possible to come close to passing, if not passing it. But at least it would be principled. It would be a principled vote. It would be simple for the public to appreciate that a clear attempt was made to repeal Obamacare, which in and of itself is likely to just collapse across the nation unless radical pro-government interventionist moves are made to expand subsidies and, you know, get us even more entrenched into the redistributionist program that was Obamacare. So if you know, at least it would fulfill that promise of repeal that I think was critical to the victory of Donald Trump.
Well, that's very true. I think that the that Obamacare is going to collapse, and I think that's one reason why. And this is, I think, the worst case scenario is you see Chuck Schumer and Dick Durbin and other Democrats saying that, you know, if Republicans drop this repeal mantra, we're willing to work with them on reform. And what that means is basically something even worse than the worst of the GOP proposals, because it would preserve the core features of Obamacare, maybe make one or two tweaks, throw some more taxpayer money on it, give conservatives maybe a little more health care tax credits, repeal some of the most egregious Obamacare taxes, but basically put Obamacare on life support for another 10 or 15 years. Until it still inevitably collapses. But when it collapses, it'll be a bipartisan disaster, which means that there'll be bipartisan investment in fixing it. And this is, I think, what you saw with Social Security and you've seen with other welfare state programs. And I think if you look at it, that might be the where this whole thing plays out. One thing that is coming out from some other conservative leaders is this idea of saying that health insurance plans can sell non-Obamacare compliant plans if they offer one Obamacare plan on the exchanges. That sounds like a good idea until you realize that one of the reasons Obamacare is in a death spiral is because the incentives are for the sick and the old to sign up, the young and the healthy avoid it. What happens with the young and the healthy is that is that they will just pay the fine. With the continuous coverage mandate, a lot of the young and the healthy, I bet, will still continue to go without health insurance and figuring that, well, if I need it, I'll find a way around, work around the continuous coverage mandate or something like that, or I'll find a, or, you know, it, you know, when you're young, you think you're indestructible. So what happened with this plan is you would have the young and the healthy get an insurance, but they get the non Obamacare compliant insurance, because that's the most logical plan for me. That's another reason a lot of people are choosing to go without health insurance right now, because it doesn't make economic or sense for them to buy an Obamacare plan. So what you'll have in the Obamacare plans will be the sick, which means that this plan will cost money. It'll give insurers an incentive to offer substandard care. And therefore what you'll have is another entitlement program, another Medicare, Medicaid, very expensive healthcare program. Its costs will spiral out of control. And everybody who says, well, this will save consumers, I've actually heard people say this will save healthy consumers money. Okay, but first of all, the people who really need health insurance are the sick. And secondly, it won't save them money in the long run, because the money they're saving on their health insurance premiums, they'll pay back in taxes and debt, and Federal Reserve devaluation of the currency every time we add to the debt. That's what we're inviting. This is not a conservative plan, and I think unfortunately it's being pushed by two men who I think most people would say are second and third only behind Rand Paul when it comes to standing up for, or have been in the past for standing up between constitutional liberty, and that's Senator Ted Cruz and Senator Mike Lee. But now I think they're being too clever by half. And I think this is something that true conservatives ought to watch for, because you will see a lot of Beltway people, Beltway conservatives coming up and, embracing this plan, but they need to look at the details. And if I could, I don't mean to filibuster, but if I can take a moment to self-promote here.
Sure.
If you go to the Campaign for Liberty website, there's a piece that I wrote several months ago on high-risk fools, which is kind of what the Cruz plan would turn the Obamacare exchanges into for those of poor health. Is kind of a version of high risk pools that explain kind of some of the problems from a free market perspective.
You know, I think one thing that may come out of this is that nothing is done, which is the most likely outcome, I believe, and that Obamacare continues to collapse, that insurers continue to jettison the program, get away from it because of its uneconomic nature in light of the fact that they can't count on young, healthy blood to finance it. And I think it's in a death spiral that'll just continue all the way to 2018. That then brings up the point that if a true repeal bill is offered and full effort is made to pass it and it fails, then all focus should be on the 2018 midterm elections, determining who we can get out of Congress. And this may become a new focal point. If you want to achieve a repeal of Obamacare and allow for free market alternatives, you'll have to vote out of office these various people. And I think that the resist movement of the Democrats feeds right into an opportunity for a more conservative Congress to come out of it, and one that actually can achieve passage of a repeal bill. So it may well be that this actually evolves in a way that reveals enough of the dark side to the public of the machinations in Washington and reaffirms the essential anti-Washington, anti-establishment vote that brought Donald Trump in the first place and enables us to get a more conservative House and a more conservative Senate. And I think that this resist movement of the Democrats, where they're showing essentially no willingness to compromise and are laughably adhering to these radical conspiracy theories about Trump and the Russians, are really giving themselves the opportunity to be defeated badly when it comes to the real bread and butter issues that motivate people to go to the polls and may cause them to vote for their opponents. What are your thoughts about that, Mark?
Well, I agree with you. I think that the Democrats' obsession with the spreading Russia conspiracy theories and continuing on identity politics and just with the are really hurting them. I do think that one interesting dynamic about the politics of Obamacare is that Ted Cruz and Mike Lee and others who said that the reason it was important to do the government shutdown is kind of the last Hail Mary attempt to stop Obamacare before it came into effect have been proven right, in that it's one thing to repeal an unpopular entitlement before it goes into effect or when it's still coming into effect and people are just seeing the negative kind of birthing pains of it, the websites that don't work, the higher premiums. But now, 4 years past the shutdown, what we see is people who, and there was actually a Republican congressman named Dave Jolly, who is now an anti-Trump commentator on MSNBC, who pointed this out. In 2013, Obamacare was something he said that he hated because it raised his premiums. In 2017, when he lost his job and lost his health insurance, was in a transition, Obamacare was something he was glad to have because it was the safety net. And there's a lot of people who their view on it has changed. And that does give the Democrats an advantage. I think that's so if the one advantage the Republicans have is that their opposition is Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. Because if you look at the history of the last 17 years, or actually 20 years, or longer than that, going back to the days when Newt Gingrich was running things, the Republicans really continue to make colossal political errors, this Obamacare blunder being the latest one, and yet they continue to win. And why do they win? Because the quality of our position is so poor and so out of touch.
Right, and this whole identity politics movement with the notion that we will just resist, we will not offer anything of our own that is substantive as an alternative, feeds right into the general trend, which is to reject everything Washington, to look for alternatives that are meaningful in opening up markets and allowing people to have both the resources that they otherwise would have if they weren't taxed so heavily, and the opportunity to live without regulation stifling their every move. So I think that there is a misperception on the part of the Democratic Party, particularly the leadership of the Democratic Party, as to what the electorate is comprised of. It's not, as they thought, a bunch of Bernie Sanders leftists, as if the heart and soul of the Democratic Party had moved from blue dog Democrat in the Clinton years to far left Obama-like in the Obama years. It was more or less not that, because the radical fringe remains that way.
40. That's 877-965-2140.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105. For a recorded message.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, Robert, unfortunately, is not with us tonight. He's traveling, but I'm here with Norm Singleton, president of the Campaign for Liberty, and I must mention this. I'm sorry for running my mouth right into the bumper music and off into the commercial. I was quite enthusiastic. I didn't hear it, but I'm up in the mountains and I can't hear much up here. But we're mounting a good radio program nonetheless. Tribute to Robert while he's away. So I wanted to shift our attention to something that the media is not really covering very much of. And that is the extraordinary actions being undertaken by the Environmental Protection Agency to deregulate that agency. Measures that are sweeping and that are the most significant deregulatory measures taken by the agency since the Reagan years. The media is so caught up in identity politics and so caught up with this spat, essentially childish spat with the president, that they're missing really an enormous revolution that's taking place at the Environmental Protection Agency. Norm, what are your thoughts about what's going on at the EPA?
I think this is definitely a tremendous victory for private property rights, for the Constitution, the free market. What Trump and the EPA have and his EPA have been doing, seem to be adopting a lot of critiques that conservative and libertarians have been launching at the movement, at the environmental movement since the 60s or 70s, and it's an area where I kind of wish there was more celebration of it, and maybe I should include myself in that too, because with what we were talking about before, the Obamacare thing, with the disappointment among some people about Trump's foreign policy and the failure to move not just on Obamacare but tax reform and spending cuts, this is an area where we can all definitely celebrate victory. And I think that the hysteria over it is really overwrought on the other side. And I think that we should all just cheer and celebrate this. And a point that very few people make or seem to understand. Unfortunately, on both sides of the debate, is that historically it's been the countries with the biggest government that have had the worst environment. Private property owners are much better stewards of their land than are than our bureaucrats. The worst polluters in the world were the Soviet Union and the Eastern Bloc countries. I think that's something that the people at Trump CPA and the people that they're listening to seem to understand intuitively. It is just a wonderful, especially considering that two of the biggest offenders in the area of giving away our freedom and our Constitution in the name of environmental fantasies were Republicans, Richard Nixon and the first President Bush.
Yes, and one of the things, you know, we had reached a point where the cost of proposed regulations that were actually implemented, some of them, at the end of the Obama administration were so astronomical that it would assure the destruction of numerous industries, not just the coal industry. I'm talking about industries across the United States that have to close their doors because they would not be able to meet the extraordinarily elevated standards and enforcement priorities of the EPA. And this new EPA director has undone almost all of that.
Yeah.
And has also introduced new concepts and regulatory requirements that compel the EPA to take into account the economic impact of its actions and to choose actions if they're in favor of an environmental means that are both free market and are protective of private property. So this is an enormous shift in emphasis, direction, and priorities for the EPA, causing no doubt great wailing and gnashing of teeth inside the bureaucracy.
Yes. Well, that is what that.
Well, I guess we're at the end of the show, Norm. I would like to get your comment, but it looks like we're at the end. And thank you for listening. And next week we will have Norm back, maybe some more comments on this point. That's another edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Thanks for joining us.
All right.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Lifetime Grade's 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.